tennis here. They've been pretty busy here this week. Here Monday they were at Hayes, yesterday at Joaquin at the Trigo meet. They have a little bit of time off before their next meet coming up here, and we're going to talk to one of those senior tennis players that had their opportunity on the court yesterday. And senior Dutch Turner, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, it was your first varsity meet yesterday, and what was that like for you?
It was a lot of fun. It was more competition than JV meets. I had played at three JV meets before, mm-hmm. and they were all relatively easy competition, so it was good to see a challenge.
And you kind of like a lot of the other kids there. You're a rookie at tennis here, but what's been the most exciting part about being up for tennis so far?
Oh, it's just been an amazing sport. It's been the most fun I've had with a sport alone my whole high school career, and it's just a lot of fun playing with the guys. It's very relaxed.
Yeah, you have you told me before we went on, you rotated between singles and doubles here, and mm-hmm. you were doubles yesterday at Joaquin, and how was that for you there?
Doubles is a lot of fun. It's a lot easier to get to lose track of yourself. You're thinking, oh, my mm-hmm. partner's got it, but it's you have to take a little bit more focus, it feels like to me, but it's a lot of fun playing with another guy.
And also takes a lot more communication.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure.
But what's been probably your favorite part about tennis here or this year?
Oh, maybe not running 400s at practice.
yeah. But as you kind of work through this season, which is a very quick season here for tennis here and the spring sports, what's something that you like to maybe accomplish here as you work through the year?
I'm trying to work my way up to varsity, and I'd really like to go to regionals and maybe even beyond mm-hmm. that, but that might be a little bit of a stretch.
Well, you never know. It's a short amount of time. You may be able to get her done, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
well,
sir.
All right. It's senior Dutch Turner joining us here. And third place yesterday at doubles at Joaquin with your partner. And your partner was once again?
Cody Vance.
Cody Vance.
Second,
okay.
Actually.
Okay, a second, I'm sorry, yeah, but hey, second's pretty good there for first time there.
Thank you.
Congratulations, and hope you continue to enjoy tennis.
Thank you.
All right, once again, that's senior Dutch Turner, and he hands the headset over to another rookie here for tennis, but he's a freshman here as well, and it's senior Avery, or freshman, not, I don't want to age too quickly, but freshman Avery Knoll, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, how are you?
Doing all right. Well, now you've made it here on the radio. Did you ever imagine you find yourself talking on the radio?
Definitely not.
Well, here you are. But you've had a pretty good freshman campaign. How would you describe it so far?
I've enjoyed tennis a lot, and being a freshman is kind of difficult because you're playing all upperclassmen, especially like in singles. And
yeah, you've kind of had the big role playing number one singles all year long. What's that challenge been like for you?
Definitely been a lot harder competition. There's people that are really consistent, and then there's people that hit 10 times harder than I do, and
yeah,
it's crazy.
What's probably been your toughest meet so far?
Probably the Great Bend one, because there was just all 6A schools, and then there was just us as 3A.
Well, it's kind of like getting thrown into the fire right away, isn't it?
Basically, and it was our second meet, so.
Well, what have you maybe learned from that meet and your couple others that you've been able to do that's put yourself in a pretty good position so far?
That you really can't get down on yourself while you're in the middle just because, like, you had a bad hit. You have to, like, retract and basically calm down and hit the ball.
What do you think your strength has been so far?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'd say probably just being consistent and hitting the ball over the net, but that won't win you everything.
But you've accomplished a lot already and a few meets in here, and I know next Friday you're probably looking forward to playing the home meet, right?
I'm very excited for that one.
All right. It is a senior or freshman. I did it again. Avery Knoll joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Thanks again, as always, here, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, freshman Avery Knoll joining us here from Scott County Hardware and Scott City. Now we get to talk here with Coach Corbin Jansen here. And, Coach, I know it's got to be weird here. You've been on the road here a couple times this week. Does it feel right that you're home right now on a win or after the week that you've had so far?
Yeah, it's hard to even know what day it is. we've had a couple late nights getting home and lots of hours on the road, but good meets to go to.
Absolutely. You know, Monday you guys go to Hayes, finish second as a team, and that was a pretty good meet to see a lot of different competition, 3A all the way up to 5A.
Yeah, top to bottom, I think it was our best meet overall. We after the meet, I asked some of the guys, I said, did you lose one you could have lost and that you could have won? And they all said, yeah, probably. I could have picked up one more. And that's the difference for us right now between second and first place, but making improvements all the time.
Do you feel like that maybe they're starting to figure things out a little bit here, and it's a lot of these aha moments, they've got it, and those are things that they're going to be better at by the end of the year?
Yeah, just our consistency, being able to hit the ball three times in a row without it going over the fence or going into the net, that's a big deal for us right now. They're figuring things out. I'm having a hard time figuring things out as far as where to play everybody because we are so evenly matched in our top 10, 12 players.
That's kind of a blessing and a curse, isn't it?
That's for sure. You know, only being able to take six to regionals is a lot of pressure for me.
Yeah, you know, and it's a good type of pressure. Yesterday, you kind of mixed things up. Took, I think, maybe one or two kids that went to Hayes on Monday. You took some of the others to Joaquin yesterday, and that turned out to be pretty good for you there.
Yeah, a couple of these guys who've played JV so far this year really stepped up. And, in fact, our two doubles, Dutch and Cody, I've played JV all year, and they were our best finisher yesterday at number two doubles. So, you know, you never know what you're going to get out of these guys when competition picks up.
Absolutely there. And I think, of course, Trigo was both meets there, and they probably were surprised to see some different faces as well. But how good is that to see maybe some JV kids stepping up to varsity meets and playing some pretty good teams? I know Sacred Heart's a pretty decent team, and then you throw in Trigo.
Yeah, if nothing else, it's making them better for the future. Even if they don't stick around on varsity long term this year, it's a good experience to go not just win every JV meet and walk away with the gold, but instead play some better competition, see where you stand.
Once again, Coach Corbett Jansen joining us here. And now you look ahead here. What's up next for you guys?
We've got Ulysses on Tuesday for varsity. That's a little preview of our league meet because it is all five league teams.
Okay.
So that'll be good to see where we stand against some of them. And JV goes to Colby next Tuesday.
Yeah, and then I can't believe in less than 10 days here, you got your own meet here.
That's right. Excited for the first boys meet on the new court. So
that's right. I keep forgetting that. Yeah, because 2 years ago we didn't quite have that.
Yeah, so excited to, you know, spring. You never know what you're going to get with the weather here, but hopefully we'll have some good temperatures and it'll be a great day of tennis.
Oh, absolutely. That should be fun here. Once again, it is Coach Corbett Jansen joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Boys tennis off to a good start. They're almost at the midway point, and it goes fast here. Thanks again, as always, here, and good luck to you guys coming up here next week.
Thank you.